been.
I don't want as a rezoning at 320 Stradbrook Avenue under file DAZ 215-2013. And in accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, it is a combined hearing, and the following item will be heard at the same time. Item 2, a variance at 320 Stradbrook Avenue under file DAV 127-495-2013. So here are the registered folks.
There's no
opposition?
Pardon me? There's no people against? There's just four.
That's all that we've received.
Everyone is okay. Waiting in opposition.
John Winship?
Could I take a look at the names after?
Yes, you do.
John Winchup, 301 139 Roslyn Road, Winnipeg, Manitoba. I'm also here with the owners of the land.
Jeff Milnes, 201-1364 McPhillips Street.
And Rob Robson, also 201-1364 McPhillips Street.
Thank you, councilors. It's always a privilege to appear here before the committee today. A great summary by the planning department. We are providing affordable rental accommodations in Osborne Village. We're looking to take advantage of the rapid transit station, which is a 7-minute walk away, a grocery store, which is a 7 to 8 minute walk away, as well as downtown Winnipeg, which is a very close walkable distance for people. We're specifically targeting a market of people, preferably university students, who do not own a car. Not everybody can afford a car or uses a car on their day-to-day needs. We think this is an ideal situation to allow that, once again, because of rapid transit. There's a bus stop directly in front of the building. There's restrictions on parking along Stradbrook, so you can't leave a car there all day long. You cannot leave it over the night during the wintertime, so there's no parking on Stradbrook. It's very restrictive. Scott Street to the south, to the west, there's restrictions on parking. So if you own a car and you want to park, you're not likely to move into this building. We recognize that there are needs for alternative modes of transportation, and those are the people we're targeting. We're providing a bicycle parking in terms of short-term parking, where people can bike up, lock up the building, or lock up their bikes outside of the front of the building. We're also having a bike room for a facility where people who own bikes, who live in the building, can leave their bike inside a designated area overnight and use it during the next day. We have also had a good discussion meeting with Beth McKenzie, I believe, from Peg City Co-op. We talked about what their needs are, their expansions, and how we can implement their program into our building. I believe we are the first development group to have that type of discussion with them. It was a very productive meeting. We sorted through some pretty complex issues pretty quickly. Essentially, Peg City Co-op is not looking for parking spaces from us. They have enough parking spaces within their area. They have a map. They want people who can walk 8 minutes to get a car. That's already fulfilled in this area. What they have is, if you or me or anybody else wants to join Peg City Co-op, you pay $500, which is refunded when you decide to leave, and you pay a monthly fee. We've agreed to pay them for 10 memberships, which they're allowing, that for covering the $500, which is $5,000 to Peg City Co-op, which they use to purchase cars, etc., through the lease agreement, to covering off legal items. If I'm a tenant and I get a red light camera ticket or a parking ticket or an accident, that cost is not transferred to Peg City Co-op or to these gentlemen. It goes down to the tenant. So the legal agreement that Peg City Co-op signs with their members is actually going to be implemented through the lease to run with that unit. So ideally, if I rent a unit, I sign my lease, I take on all the legal responsibilities that Peg City Co-op expects of its members. It's a very innovative program. Once again, we are the only ones we know in Winnipeg who are entering into that kind of partnership with Peg City Co-op. We're going to provide funding for 10 units for that amount, which right now is about $5,000 plus the annual monthly fee. Once again, besides the car sharing program, the rapid transit, the walkability of the neighborhood, and the affordable build of the units, where we're actually kind of encourage people who don't drive, we feel we don't need to have the maximum number of parking stalls. We'd like to get 8, but to have a number of units for people who don't drive.
Okay. Well, I think I'm going to have some questions for staff about that one aspect, and then the next aspect I'd like to hear about is what we talked about at the last meeting in terms of the design of the building, but maybe we could probably separate the two things a little bit here. Can I ask staff a question now? I'm just wondering what staff's... This sounds fantastic in using Peg City Co-op. I know we had a different kind of arrangement with the Christ Science Church. That was the first one. It was part of the development agreement that they would have a Peg City Co-op car, which was awesome. This sounds like a different and new approach. I guess I'm wondering, is the planning department... is your view that this plan that's just been basically explained to us acceptable as a parking management plan? Can you give a recommendation on that based on what we have here?
It's difficult for us to say on the fly. We haven't had a chance to necessarily speak with Big City Car Co-op. We haven't confirmed for ourselves that this is the best approach for the site. It sounds reasonable. I'm sure we would like to see some certainty that this is in fact going to happen. Again, it's difficult for us to assess with full certainty that this is the appropriate means.
And I mean, when we look at this, we've got 20...
how many units? 30?
Oh, 18.
18 units. Yeah. And so there'll be 8 parking spaces, and then there'll be 10 people that will, if this thing works through, that they would be... Okay. Okay, well... Okay, I think I have an understanding of that part. Would you like to proceed with?
Yes, well, just to add, once again, we're prepared to accept any conditions. If they want to make a condition that we enter into an agreement with Peg City Co-op for 10, we're happy with that. If you want to make into a zoning agreement that we're required to have 8 parking stalls, we're happy to live with that. There is site plan approval. You'll clearly see that we'll have, you can make it a condition of approval that we provide a bike room, that we provide parking for cyclists on the front of the building in terms of that. I'm not sure what other things you can add into a, besides car sharing, rapid transit, walkability, and bicycling. I'm not sure what other mode of transportation we can provide.
That's okay. I think, first of all, I just wanted to make one comment. The bike room, excellent. I was just in Halifax and my friend's place, they had a bike room that was taken away, and there was 5 bikes stolen, like when they just had to park out front. That week I was there, like having a bike room inside for tenants. If you really want to encourage winter cycling, you can't leave your bike outside all winter in smaller units. It's very good. So I really like the principle of it. Just my only concern is just we'll have to figure out how to manage, make sure that we have assurance of everything, which we can discuss. But can you just go into the next part of the other issue that...
Yeah, the design of the building. We're hoping to have plan approval that can come back to the community committee. We're committed to designing a functioning front door at the front of the building.
Functioning front door?
Yeah, not one that is just decorative. We want a door that people go in and out of. I believe that's what the planning department had communicated to us before, and I think that's what I'm hoping the community is looking for.
Do we have plans in front of us that are submitted that are in line with that?
We've submitted plans at the last public hearing, and we actually paid for a plan approval application, so we've submitted all that documentation.
But I thought the plans that were presented last time did have this, there was that whole issue with the...
We gave the committee a choice. We've submitted a plan application. We've paid our fee for it, and we showed 2 plans. One that has a center hallway, but it actually takes away some parking stalls because of the length of the building. The other one has 2 units use the front door, and then 2 more of the other units use the side door.
So you're saying that if we were to go with the central one that you presented last time...
It reduces parking by seven.
By 1 stall to 7.
About 2 stalls.
2 stalls to 6?
Yeah, about that. We can squeeze it in and only reduce it. But whatever you feel more important. We can make a front door that is not decorative, that is functional for 2 units or for more than 2 units.
Okay.
But then we may lose parking. So we're hoping to have a functioning front door for 2 units and keep 8 parking stalls. I think that is a balance between what the community and the committee is saying here. But we have no strong preference. We want a front door.
Because I know we talked about at the last meeting a parking management strategy, and I appreciate the co-op thing is great, the bike thing is great, and I guess I just would kind of like to have the staff a chance to unfortunately, everything's the last minute. We're here in the hearing, and we have to make a decision. Six stalls, I mean, we might be able to find a way to make it work with a parking management plan, but I guess I'm just still...
We'd be happy to cover off once the design of the building. A condition of approval is a zoning agreement requiring the design of the building come back to this community committee. And at that time, we'd be happy to address. We're committed to doing a functioning front door. If you're unhappy at it, the plan approval stage.
Is there any other options that you could, like a lot of times with parking management plans, we look at obtaining a couple of extra spots in an agreement with somebody nearby or something like that. Like there's other aspects to a parking management plan, like even just to make up for the other two spots.
We can look at it.
There's no visitor parking.
Once again, we're targeting people who don't own a car.
Yeah.
If you want to encourage more parking, we can build one unit there and have lots of parking, but then you can go buy a house out in Linden.
Well, I don't think I want to go that far. I think I've expressed that I really like what you're doing. I'm just trying to be...
We're rental. We're really trying to accommodate
You're singing to the choir on that. I do understand and approve of what you're doing. It's just we're down to the fine detail of making sure I have to make sure that the I's and T's are on this. But I get an understanding of what you're offering here today. So
yeah, that's why we pursued Peg City Co-op. We're looking at rapid transit. We're trying to encourage cycling. We're trying to not encourage more people to drive. We're trying to encourage people to use other modes of transportation. So... Yeah, we can go out and look for more parking stalls, and what's the point of having a bike room or a car share or rapid transit if we're just building units with cars?
John, can you talk about the functional door?
Yeah.
It's not clear in my mind what you're talking about.
There was a concern early on by the planning department that we were showing just a decorative, doors that on the front of the building, something that looked like doors. We were like, no, it's functioning, meaning people will go in and out of the door. It's not just decoration.
It's part of the Osborne Village plan that we want buildings to be orientated to the street. And they've proposed two different models, one that has a real door that's oriented to the street. And that, unfortunately, if we go with that, loses a couple parking stalls.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
you. We just want to clarify that we're having a functioning door that people will use. It's not decorative.
And then you're only having six parking stalls, though. So I have a few questions for the administration, but I think I've heard what you're offering.
Thank you. Administration?
Maybe they could...
You'll be able to come
just,
back.
I just want to check to make sure if these two gentlemen...
Oh, unless there's something they want to add?
Let's leave them there.
This is a formal public hearing, and I'd like to talk to the administration now, and then they have a chance to come back and rebut, Harvey.
Okay.
So if you have something you want to add in your full presentation,
just
now is the time.
I guess the only thought was, the original design didn't have the front door, and then feedback was that we should add a front door, which we did. And I think we both got excited because we... agree with the, it makes for a nicer looking building, for sure. Mm-hmm. Friendlier looking building.
Yeah.
And, I guess the center hall plan, we can go with either one, but they're both good looking buildings. And I guess the benefit of the side is, of the side entrance, though, I think our preference, we're willing to do either, though, is just, now we have lights down the side of the building, right? We're forced to provide lighting on the side with sidewalks, with full landscaping and everything else versus a more traditional front, back, and the sides. Not that we're going to get them forgotten, but we're not going to... It just makes for a nicer building, I think. But, that's just... our thoughts. So,
but we can design. We can design.
You could design it either way.
It goes both ways. But in our head, of course, our creative minds are going here with what we want to do here. So that's our envisionment. But we recognize it's more than what we want to do. Obviously, is a whole other half. So
we're just anxious and excited to get started.
Yeah.
Whatever your recommendations will.
Well, and I just want to make it clear because there's sort of a hint that I'm somehow, I am in support of what you're doing 100%. It's just, I do have to consider, precedents in the neighborhood. I really am keen on everything really following the intent of the neighborhood plan, which is that front orientation. And that creates a bit more of a dilemma on the parking, which I just have to cross all the T's and dot the I's. The worst case scenario is we could lay it over till the next meeting, and then that's it. We have to make a decision. There's no further... delays, and if there was a delay, it was only
because he feels it's necessary. But I want to have that discussion with the staff
yeah,
first.
Yeah, sure.
But I hear everything you're saying. I love the bike room. I don't want to lose the bike room. I love what you're trying to do. We need rental housing. We need these kind of options. So it's nothing against what you're trying to do at all. I'm trying to find a way to make sure there's a lot of these applications coming forward, and I just want to make sure that we have precedents and everything that help for all those things.
Our design, though, with the front going to just two units, though, it's virtually identical to, in terms of the front look, to the one with the entrance, the main entrance for everybody being to the front and back.
Yeah.
So, I think both achieve the same look. It's just going to be, just in terms of the functionality of the building, which comes down to landscaping and stuff, which isn't a big deal in terms of how people will move around the building.
Okay. I just have to ask some questions of staff.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that everything's been thoroughly reviewed, and the planning department, I'd like to hear their feedback on this, and then we'll get back to you shortly.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, thank you. Thanks for everybody's indulgence. I guess I have a couple of questions. I really am not thrilled with, I like the front door orientation. That's a real front door. We just had another public hearing like that where I wasn't happy with the outcome because it really did kind of wasn't a real front door as far as I'm concerned still. And, I don't want to I hate to use the word bastardizing, but I don't want to mess with the plan's intent of buildings being oriented to the front street. So that's a concern. But doing that, we lose two parking stalls. So in the variance, which allows for eight parkings? What is it?
There are eight parking stalls instead of 22.
So if there's only six, is that variant? Like, can we go ahead and do that?
It would be a new variance.
It would require a new variance?
Yes.
Which would take how long to do?
6 weeks. Well, to the next community committee meeting.
Would we be able to achieve this by the next community committee meeting in terms of approving the whole thing if we did that? So I'm just trying to figure out how we could even do this.
The variance would just have to be posted for 2 weeks. So if they were to make a new variance application right away, it would definitely get to the next meeting.
Because one of the concerns I have, too, is that, if we did that, if we approved the other... whatever it is, we don't have. If we went and said that what we're going to be expecting is the one with the front door, the real front door, then we would be going to six parking stalls.
Mm-hmm.
That would give time for staff to review, follow up with Car Co-op, and just since this is a new thing for us, to make sure that the staff is, that the planning department's comfortable with this new model. If it can work, it's great. And then. I guess my other question to you, though, is obviously we want to support transit-oriented, all this stuff that they're trying to do. Is the six parking stalls with this plan, where are you at with that from what you've heard today? Does this sound like enough? Obviously we're reducing the parking significantly, but I know, there's been a lot of new development in the area. I have to balance my active transportation fanaticism, a little bit, and make sure I'm recognizing the needs of the whole community, too. I have to have some balance here, because there isn't a lot of on-street parking.
Well, I would just, ask a question back to the developer. Why do they need to lose two parking spaces if they have the front door entrance? There's an assumption that the building design would have to change and the footprint would have to be expanded, and that would lose two parking spaces. So I would just like to have a better understanding of why that has to happen.
Okay.
And could they change the footprint and shrink the size of the unit so that they still can keep eight parking stalls with the front entrance?
Well, we can have them come back in the rebuttal, and maybe they can answer that question. I feel like there needs to be, if we go with the front door, we have to wait for the new variance anyway to reduce the stalls, but let's have them come back and see if we actually do need, for sure, what their answer is on that. Okay.
Hey, sir.
Yeah.
Do you want to see if there's anyone else who wants to speak first?
Is there any, ask if there's anyone else who wants to speak
first.
Do you
want to hold the others up? Before.
Free Jonathan?
Side topic, don't worry.
Okay. Yeah, we'll make it work with eight parking stalls with a certain whole plan. I'm not an architect. We'll make that work.
With eight parking stalls.
Yeah, my understanding when I talked to the designer of it is when you have a center hall plan, you got to put a staircase at each end so that lengthens the building because you have to. Whereas if you have side doors, but it's only one set of staircases in the middle to meet building code stuff like that. We'll go back to the architect and commit to saying, look, we need the eight parking stalls. Here's the buildable area. Here's what we can do in terms of a center hall plan. And we'll try to make it work. It has to meet Manitoba building code to function and stuff like that. But that's originally why we, the center hall staircase is just one, or sorry, two staircases at each end. It lengthens the building out. Side doors and one door in the front, staircase in the middle is just one staircase, and that's just a physical dimension. We'll make it work with eight parking stalls and a center hall plan.
Okay.
We'll do that for you.
Yeah.
Okay. It has to come back here. Sorry, anyways.
I'll let you know what's gonna what's gonna happen in a moment because there's someone else who wants to speak. Well, wait, we've already had a rebuttal.
But we were in the process of calling them up, and they
I'm sorry. They can still come up. It's okay.
Well, this is Fred Jonathan.
Well, I okay.
Free Jonathan.
Do you need?
Free.
I'm just here for information, but I'm. Okay,
because here's what I'd like to do, Mr. Chairperson. What I would like to do is, I'm in total support of this development, and I'm really pleased with it, but I would like to adjourn this one more time, which is all we could possibly adjourn it. It has to be dealt with next month. It can't continue on being delayed. And I would like the developer to sit down with the, like, do what they've said, that they will look at how they can bring forward a plan with eight parking stalls, which means we don't have to redo the variance. It's been posted and everything else. But I'd like them to give planning a little bit more time. I know we only have from now till our next community committee meeting, but if there could be some clear understanding of where you're going and chance for the planning department to react earlier than the day before the meeting would be great, to review it, if that's possible. Like if you could take a couple of weeks and then talk to them a week before the meeting or something, or have dialogue with them if you need to as it goes along, until it comes back to this meeting with these new plans, and then we can hopefully approve it at that meeting with the front door, with eight parking stalls. I hope that gives you enough time. We have this time limit struck on us that we can only adjourn something for two meetings. I don't want to delay it, but I just want to make sure that planning department has a chance to review it as well. But I really think we're almost there, and I think it's a fabulous project. So if you can, what I'm moving is that we keep public representation open so that at the meeting people can present everything again. Where we're at then. Okay. So I'm not closing public representation, and I'm moving a motion to adjourn this to our next meeting
October 1st.
I'm just encouraging there to be dialogue with the planning department, and hopefully we can sort all of this out for the next hearing without having to redo any variances or anything.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.